Regina knew her request was outrageous, but she never thought John would be so shocked by it. Tears burned, and she turned to hide her face from him. "Regina, what are you saying? What's happened that makes you think you must marry someone? Has someone compromised you and refused to be accountable? Does your father know?" "Of course he doesn't know. He would have already killed them himself." "Who is it? Tell me who it is, and I'll kill him with my bare hands. Tonight."
"No, it's nothing like that. And yes, my father would have already had them drawn and quartered if something like that had happened to his prized pony. No, it's more complicated than that."
"More complicated than being compromised? You must tell me what's going on," John demanded. He pulled her to him and held her in place, his fingers grasping her upper arms. She owed him an explanation, but would he understand what motivated her to make this unheard-of request? She was embarrassed to be used in such a degrading way by her own father, but if anyone could understand how her father could ruin her life without a second thought, it would be John.
"Sorry. Before I blurted out a proposal, I should have started with the more mundane explanation of the fact that my father wants to arrange a marriage for me and Benjamin Scott's son, whether I like it or not."
She saw John's eyes close for a moment. When he opened them again, they were filled with sadness. A sadness aimed at her. He felt sorry for her, and she didn't need or want his pity. It was too humiliating. John nodded as if he understood and breathed a sigh of relief. "Oh, is that all? Regina, surely your father is aware that every other father who has a daughter in that ballroom tonight is aiming for the exact same thing. They all want to be related to one of the wealthiest men in America," he teased. When she gave him a look that said she wasn't amused by his humor, he wiped the teasing grin off his face and sobered. "Okay, so perhaps we should start with how this all started and what it is you really want me to help you with." He placed his hands on her shoulders. A single tear of frustration slid down her cheek. She quickly brushed it away.
"What I want is for you to help me undermine my father's plans. I refuse to marry someone I've never met before, and that is why I came to you."
"But Regina, although you are a beautiful woman, breathtakingly so, I might add, the odds of you garnering a marriage proposal from Martin Scott before he leaves Durango is astronomical. You must realize that just because your father is hell-bent on gaining Ben Scott as a relative doesn't make it so."
"You don't understand, John. If not Martin Scott, then it'll be someone else. He's determined to use me to get what he thinks he's entitled to, and that is wealth and respect. The kinds of things that, with his temper and arrogance, he can't get on his own merit. Whether it's Martin Scott or Rip Van Winkle, he's going to marry me off. The only way out of this mess is if I get married before he has a chance to pawn me off. That's why you must marry me, John. You have to. It's the only choice I have," she pleaded.
"Regina, think about what you're saying. You and I have been friends a long time, but you aren't in love with me any more than you are with Martin. How would marrying me be any different?" Her determination slipped as she considered John's question.
"I suppose that's a fair question."
How could she explain how she felt about John? There was just so many things about him she admired. He was kind, and so handsome. Just to look at him made her weak in the knees. And he was solid. Not his physical stature, although he was quite fit for a man who made his living indoors. He was solid in that she never had to wonder what was behind his words. His friendship was steady, just like now. She hadn't seen him in weeks, but still he answered her call for help without hesitation. He was reliable, and he was honorable. He valued his word like no other man she had ever known. He would never lie to her, and the part of her plan she had yet to reveal to John would depend on his honor. She didn't want a real marriage. She only wanted to pretend to be married so she could escape her father's tyranny and start making decisions for herself.